brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVUA News Time is 8:27. That makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We have Jackie Wellnitz joining us here from Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County. We also are pleased to have Rudy Ortiz and Sean Bueno joining us here this morning.
Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How's everyone? I'm doing great.
Doing good. Rudy, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
And Sean, how are you today?
I'm good. Good morning.
Well, glad to have you all in. Jackie was joining us here this morning initially to start talking about the Give Gratefully campaign, but whenever we have Jackie in, we always start talking about the need for matches, so we'll be definitely talking about that here shortly. Jackie, I guess before we start really getting into our main conversation points, how are things going here for Big Brothers Big Sisters as we get into the holidays?
It's going good. We have actually, Fallon's been working really hard, and in this month, she has made 5 new matches, which has been amazing. For the program, but with that also comes the need for more volunteers and for littles to be enrolled as well, because we just need to keep that pool growing all the time.
So you are in need of bigs, correct, Jackie?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yes, if anybody feels like they have that little tug in their heart where they could offer a little extra time to a little in the community, now is the most important time to get enrolled, to even just call us and find out more about the program. And if anyone's interested in their littles being a part of the program where they can get matched up with a positive mentor and do things in the community and grow in new ways, now is a really great time.
What makes the holiday such a good time to get matched up?
I think it's just that feeling that comes with the holidays, right? That joy that you get of sharing a special moment with someone else, meeting a new friend, growing together, and just, you know, sharing your time. Your time is the most valuable thing you can give to anyone, and what better way to do that with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, I guess let's go ahead and bring Rudy and Sean both on here to talk about their work with Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County and really how they got involved. And Sean, I guess I'll start with you and ask you the basic question. What prompted you to get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I think it came more with my mom's idea that I needed to get out and do a little more, and definitely needed, I didn't know my father. My father wasn't around, so I needed a male figure a little more in my life. And that's where we signed up, and it turned out working out really well.
So how long have you been a big, Sean?
Rudy is the big. I'm
okay.
The little.
You're the little one. Okay. Well, how long have you been involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
30 years.
My goodness. What's kept you involved in the program? Sean, let me ask you that, especially as serving as a little, and have you maybe considered being a big for somebody else?
Definitely, I mean, just the communication and keeping in contact with Rudy has been a big part of my life this whole time. I definitely thought about it, but then I turn around and end up having 2 kids of my own, and so they definitely, I got 2 boys as it is, so they definitely got me running in circles, definitely.
Well, Sean, talk about the experience. How positive was it?
It was amazing. Definitely needed somebody to keep me busy at a young age. I was still pretty young, so Rudy caught me at a good time to where I was willing to try stuff. And, you know, there in Emporia, we definitely went and watched the Hornets play basketball, and definitely went to the movies and then just played. You know, I was a big sports junkie, so it was easy to keep me busy with shooting some hoops in the driveway.
Understood. Rudy, from your point of view, what got you started in Big Brothers Big Sisters, and how did you wind up getting connected to Sean?
I got involved because they came. I actually moved to Emporia and to begin my master's degree there. And they came on campus and spoke at ESU. And so I happened to be at the meeting and decided I wanted to sign up. And it just worked out great that I got matched up with Sean. I did visit with his mom first, and then we just went from there. And then I met Sean. So for me, and this is true for any college student, that this is a great program for them, because when you're away from college, you miss your family. And sometimes you also miss your brother or your sister. And this is a great little opportunity for you to get involved and be able to have be a mentor for a little brother or a little sister. It truly is.
So, Rudy, how was the application process? Was it pretty easy to get signed up?
It really is. It really doesn't take you long, and you know pretty quick. They work really quick on the process and try to get you matched as soon as possible. What I recall from 30 years ago, I think literally we got it done less than 2 weeks. So it was pretty quick. I mean, they were on it pretty quick.
Understood.
So,
how enriching and how rewarding has this been for you, Rudy?
You know, I don't have any children, so this worked out pretty good because, you know, Sean, it was really great. He was at that age because he was like 10 years old. So it was really great for him because he was exploring. He wanted to do things. So it really wasn't very difficult for me to ask him, hey, would you like to go do this? Would you like to do this? Or what do you like to do? So, and we would hang out and just go have dinner or something. And even their family welcomed me so much. His grandparents, his uncles and aunts, that they would invite me over for dinner and sometimes even help them with the family holiday traditions, like making tamales, things like this. So, and, you know, I provided Sean with an opportunity, and I talked about this experience because Sean, he's a city boy. So I wanted to show him what it's like to be in the country a little bit, because I grew up in the country when I was little. And I said, hey, let's go ride a horse. And the director at Emporia State University, the director of admissions, she had some horses, and we went out, and Sean was nervous about it. But, you know, he got up there and did it. And, you know, so those are things that I really liked about Sean, that he was willing to try. He never said no. He was willing to try and give it a shot and explore.
So I heard this story about this horse, and I don't think Sean thought it was as exciting.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience for sure.
An experience, okay.
I haven't experienced it since either, but we'll put it that way.
Okay. Well, it was an experience. That's
I don't think you've been on a horse ever since. Was that correct?
No, not at all.
you have to understand, he was like 10 at that point. So when he saw the horse, how big the horse was, he was like, wait a minute, this horse is going to butt me off.
Rudy,
it was priceless.
So, Rudy, how long were you involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Oh, all through my master's program, and then so totally 2 years there at Emporia, and then all these years with Sean. You know, I've seen Sean go through relationship issues. I've seen Sean marriage, going through his marriage, and I officiated their wedding.
Oh, wow.
And then see his two children as they're growing up, when they were born and everything going. So it's just fascinating to see this young man, what he has become.
Yeah, lifelong relationship right there. So, Rudy, I mean, did it take very long to bond? Was there any awkwardness, getting to know your little when you were a big?
You know, Sean said it best, you know. It was easy because we're both sports individuals. And so he loves sports, from football, basketball, everything. So we just bonded that way, just doing things. So it was a pretty easy match for us because we like sports and we like to do things. So it just worked out. It really did. You're going to go through the issues like any brother and sisters, go through. But Sean was pretty good about listening and taking advice and understanding that, okay, he's been around the ropes, he's seen this stuff. So it worked out really good for us.
Sean, it sounds like you feel the same way.
Of course, yeah. It was definitely, when we have stuff of that in common, made it easier for us to go do stuff and probably use the basketball and whatnot to as the icebreaker. You know, you just got to kind of find that common ground and what both interests you. I'm sure, and then through the years, you know, we had, like you said, we had our moments, and there was times when I didn't listen quite so well, especially when I got in them teen years, but we, you know, got through those.
Jackie, from your perspective, this sounds like really kind of a class example, but maybe it's more of a standard example of the bonds and the connections that come through the program.
Yes, it is definitely a great example of what our matches do, because like they said, they found that common ground, and that's what we are all about, is putting our matches together with the same likes, dislikes, the same adventure side or non, you know, because it is a really valuable relationship that we're creating, right? And we also, like through the years, 30 years, they've never left each other. And that's what we want, is that impactful, meaningful, long-lasting relationship that they're never leaving you, that you have this person that cares so much about you and wants to see you be the best version of yourself. You know, Rudy did a great job through the years of modeling this great, positive, strong role model for Sean. And Sean will say, like, he taught me to be the man that you should be, right? And Sean also said, he's like, I can't imagine life without him. And that's, like, that just, you know, grabs your heart, right? Because they have each other. And they have each other because of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And what better mission than that, right?
Indeed. Well, that tells a big story right there. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the fine work that is done. So if people are interested in jumping on board, Jackie, and being a big, or if there are those that may have a little that could benefit from this positive experience, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so you can come check us out at our office. We're over at the building down on the lower level. Stop in and see us anytime. Also, kansasbigs.org. If you go to that website, there'll be a place where you can enroll my youth or enroll as a mentor, and then select Lyon County, and that information comes directly to us.
How are things going for the Give Gratefully campaign, and what's involved with that?
Yes, that's so exciting. So today's the big kickoff for Give Gratefully. It's our campaign that we do every year where any dollar over $50 that's donated is matched 100%. And so that's really exciting for our community. And I have a goal of $15,000 by the end of the month, of the end of December. So I'm, you know, out there in full forces. And the idea behind it is that you can honor someone with their name, give thanks to someone, also just supporting our great cause and our mission. Because without our community support, like We need you, right? We need you right now, and right now we need you the most. And so it's a very exciting time, and this is just proof right here that the program is a wonderful program supporting the youth in our community.
All right. Well, thanks for all the fine work that you do. Rudy, hey, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing your Big Brother's Big Sister story.
May I add one more comment real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Just want to say to the viewers out there that are thinking about doing this program, don't be afraid to do it. Take a leap and try something and explore it, because I guarantee you it'll be a rewarding experience for you. And in addition, the office there will help you. They provided me with activities to do, and they also provided me with a list of things that Sean was interested in. So make sure that you take advantage of the resources available to you there. They're there to help you be successful, and I guarantee you, you will be.
Outstanding. Sean, thanks so much for joining us here today.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your story, too. Sean Bueno, Rudy Ortiz, and Jackie Walnuts, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Jackie, thanks a lot. Happy holidays to you all.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to you, too, as well.
Nice to have you on, Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Doing fine work, Chuck Samples.
Indeed, and obviously we've got a couple of things teed up here for you shortly. Our big broadcast from the Emporia.